All right, everybody, I'm Logan Alec, I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Monday, October 5th. We are 29 days away from the 59th United States presidential election. The president remains at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland, which is 8.5 miles north-northwest of the White House. And reports are that Trump wants to return to the White House to leave the hospital as soon as possible. He infamously, at this point, did a drive-by in front of Walter Reed yesterday to wave to his supporters, which many have criticized as a foolish move that could potentially infect the individuals in the vehicle with him. His physicians claim that he could be released as early as today, but of course, I think the American public, as I said over the weekend, now has the impression that Trump's personal medical team is not exactly being forthright with the people here in their news conferences about the president's condition. Chief of Staff and stimulus negotiator Mark Meadows, as I told you this weekend, spoke to reporters on Saturday morning, and he seemed to imply that Trump's condition was a bit more serious than Trump's physician, Dr. Conley, let on. However, just this morning, Meadows said that the president is ready to return to a normal work schedule, that the determination of whether to allow Trump to be released from Walter Reed and return to the White House has not yet been made. And Trump, for his part, was kind of going bananas on Twitter this morning. I mean, did you kind of see this torrent of Trump tweets? Stock market highs, vote, strongest ever military, vote, law and order, vote, and so on and so forth. So before we move on, remember, for a limited time, from the White House gift shop, you can get your very own commemorative coin of Donald Trump defeating COVID-19 for the small price of $100, and the first 1,500 orders get a complimentary presidential blue PPE mask along with your coin. I'm not recommending you buy this, by the way. I'm just the messenger. I found this a bit silly, to say the least. I, for one, would rather you put your extra $100 into the stock market for the next few decades. Link at the top of the screen for my Investing for Beginners video. Now, speaking of Mark Meadows, rumor has it that he may rear his head in stimulus talks once again. Reporters are saying that Meadows is now calling for piecemeal stimulus legislation. We weren't talking piecemeal last week. We were comparing Mnuchin's big $1.6 trillion proposal to Pelosi's even bigger $2.2 trillion bill, the updated HEROES Act. So proposing something piecemeal seems to be a step away from the negotiating progress that was made last week. Some are speculating this is a good cop, bad cop routine when it comes to stimulus negotiations, with Mnuchin playing good cop, of course, and Meadows playing bad cop. But I personally don't know about this strategy. I kind of preferred it when it was just Mnuchin and Pelosi talking things out. At this point, these are just Washington rumors. Pelosi was on CBS Face the Nation yesterday. She said that while progress had been made on stimulus, the way she kind of phrased things implied that she thinks it's the Republicans that at this point need to come back and offer more. She was asked by Margaret Brennan. The president tweeted yesterday that the country needs stimulus. Does that mean that you have come to an agreement or are close to a deal on a COVID-19 relief bill? Pelosi responded, no, it means that we want to see they will agree on what we need to do to crush the virus so that we can open the economy and open our schools safely. Well, it is a new week, and that means we have more stimulus negotiations to look forward to. I really do hope that progress is made this week. In terms of unemployment, I've seen reports that many Kansas have received an email to self-certify for the Lost Wages Assistance Program, so that's a good sign. I have Kansas as early October in my map to start paying. I'm also hoping that New Jersey will pay out in early October as well. For those in California, by the end of this week, reports are that more checks should go out this week to cover remaining 2 weeks, either one $600 check or two $300 checks. All right, everybody, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.